Chapter 6. I wended my way to the graveyard this evening, wrote Anne to Gilbert after she got home. I think wend your way is a lovely phrase, and I work it in whenever I can. It sounds funny to say I enjoyed my stroll in the graveyard, but I really did. Miss Cortelot's stories were so funny. Comedy and tragedy are so mixed up in life, Gilbert. The only thing that haunts me is the tale of the two who lived together 50 years and hated each other all that time. I can't believe they really did. Somebody has said that hate is only love that has missed its way. I feel sure that under the hatred they really loved each other, just as I really loved you all those years I thought I hated you, and I think death would show it to them. I'm glad I found out in life. And I have found out there are some decent Pringles. Dead ones. Last night, when I went down for a drink of water, I found Aunt Kate buttermilking her face in the pantry. She asked me not to tell Shatty. She would think it so silly. I promised I wouldn't. Elizabeth still comes for the milk, though the woman is pretty well over her bronchitis. I wonder they let her, especially since old Mrs. Campbell is a Pringle. Last Saturday night, Elizabeth, she was Betty that night, I think, ran in singing when she left me, and I distinctly heard the woman say to her at the porch door, "It's too near the Sabbath for you to be singing that song." I am sure that woman would prevent Elizabeth from singing on any day if she could. Elizabeth had on a new dress that night, a dark wine color. They do dress her nicely. And she said wistfully, "I thought I looked a little bit pretty when I put it on tonight, Miss Shirley, and I wished Father could see me. Of course he will see me in tomorrow, but it sometimes seems so slow in coming. I wish we could hurry time a bit, Miss Shirley." Now, dearest, I must work out some geometrical exercises. Geometry exercises have taken the place of what Rebecca calls my literary efforts. The specter that haunts my daily path now is the dread of an exercise popping up in class that I can't do. And what would the Pringles say then? What would the Pringles say then? Meanwhile, as you love me and the cat tribe, pray for a poor, broken-hearted, ill-used Thomas cat. A mouse ran over Rebecca Dew's foot in the pantry the other day, and she has fumed ever since.
"The cat does nothing but eat and sleep and let mice overrun everything. This is the last straw."
So she chivvies him from pillar to post, routs him off his favorite cushion, and, I know, for I caught her at it, assists him none too gently with her foot when she lets him out.